No one on the text line has still answered this question. And I'm not even asking it in a combative way. If you were telling me that Xavier Worthy was hurt all season, I am willing to listen to that. I really am. I'm willing to listen. But you have to then explain to me how he was hurt all year and then played in the most meaningless games of the season and was healthy. The Chiefs, if Xavier Worthy was hurt, the Chiefs had a chance to sit him out and say that he was hurt and immediately make him go get surgery. Immediately. And have him 100% back and ready for the games that really, really matter. There, if you were hurt, there was no reason for you to play in the Tennessee game. You were completely eliminated from the postseason, and you were playing one of the worst teams in the league. It was not a home game. It doesn't mean anything. We're just going out here playing football because that's our job. Now, I understand that football requires you to play through some measure of pain, but if Xavier Worthy was hurt, it is organizational malpractice why he was out there for the Tennessee Titans game and the Broncos game, and why he was out for the Raiders game, not because of an injury, but because he was sick. They had him on there for illness, not because of an ankle, not because of a back injury. He was a full participant in practice for the final 3 months of the season. He played in 14 games. I'm sorry. I just can't give him the, well, this year doesn't count because you were hurt. Not when you had 500 yards. Not when you scored one touchdown this season. Like, part of why this season went so poorly is because Xavier Worthy did not develop as an offensive player. And their wide receiver group just didn't live up to the expectation. We spent 18 months of our life. Couldn't wait. Man, you know what this offense is going to look like when they get Rice and Worthy and Hollywood Brown. We saw it. The league saw it for 2 weeks. They adjusted to it after the 2 weeks, and no one was worried about it again. Their offense cooked the Raiders and the Commanders, and that was it. Then their offense was very normal. Everyone was ready for what the Chiefs were about to do after that point. So I told you guys, I want the Chiefs to go get a big body receiver. No more of these 5'10", 170-pound, 4'3 combine guys. No, they need a 6'3", 215-pound. They need an Alec Pierce. They need a big physical receiver is what they need. And that guy is just not currently on their roster. Nate Taylor was on the station earlier today, and he was asked what a Trent McDuffie trade could get the Chiefs back.
I love Trent McDuffie, man. Not a problem in the locker room. Not a head case. Obviously team-friendly. Can play multiple positions, which is definitely necessary in Steve Spagnuolo's complex scheme. Can blitz. Can cover. You would like for him to have better ball skills in terms of generating turnovers, but like that's the trade-off you made when you drafted him, right?
It's the entire secondary's problem.
You could also argue that too. So I know that it's going to be difficult for the Chiefs to get proper value for McDuffie. And so again, is it a first and a second? Is it a first and a third? Okay, well,
is the second in 2027? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just. And are you comfortable with that? And if you make that move, do you then pivot back to Watson? Or do you do what you've always done, which is go in the draft and develop somebody else, that we don't know yet? I mean, those are all very capable. But, I mean, like, Jalen Watson played a ton of snaps this year. He's a seventh-round pick. You have to advise him to get paid. You have to. And so if the Chiefs are not able to do that, then, hey, you could stick with Trent McDuffie for another year, understanding that you still have the fifth-year option as a trading chip as well.
I don't mean this as shade, and I love Trent McDuffie. If you're a team, would you trade a one for Trent McDuffie? Like, if I'm a team right now, and it's not just a draft pick, it is also turning around, and after giving up a first-round pick, I now have to make him top three highest paid corner in the league. I love Trent McDuffie, friend of the show. We can be honest about what his limitations are. And if you aren't 100% sure that on the outside, he can control he can guard the true number ones of the league, am I going to make a trade to get a first round pick? Like, let's say I'm Chicago. They're in the playoffs. There's a relationship between the Chiefs and the Bears, Brian Poles, there's some synergy there. They've done deals in the past. If you are Chicago, would you call up the Chiefs right now and offer up the 25th overall pick for Trent McDuffie? Because some of these teams, like, if you're the Chiefs, you're not trading them to the Chargers, who we're going to pick in the 20s. You're not trading them to New England. You're not trading them to Denver. Like, we're kind of getting to the point where there aren't a whole lot of teams that you even think are in the conversation of teams that you would trade them to. Like, as good as I think Trent McDuffie is, if I'm Miami, I'm not trading the 11th overall pick for Trent McDuffie. So now that we have a little bit of an idea, you kind of got to start to make a decision, like, is he even worth the first round pick with the teams that are available? There just aren't a whole lot of teams that you even think would be in the market in which I would trade a first round pick for a corner who I think has shown the AJ Browns, the Nico Collins, those like elite guys, the guys that we argue in the top 10. He has struggled over the last couple of years guarding those guys.
Listen, we'll have a lot of time to have this conversation all offseason. I'm just flabbergasted that you, Corner Dot, are spelling the idea of what is an all-pro corner worth on the trade market.
But this, I'm telling you, I guess, all-pro and this
corner
and this
is worth a first-round pick.
You're right, but I guess he is an all-pro slot nickel corner. He is not a go outside, I can cover anybody in the league all-pro. Like, he's not Stingley. I wouldn't even say that he's Kwame Lassiter for the Houston Texans. Like, do you feel like he's Surtain? Do you feel like right now if the Chiefs had a playoff game and you asked him to go cover the other team's best receiver, regardless of how they line up, do you feel like Trent McDuffie can do it?
I would feel comfortable. Maybe that guy would get catches, but like, I think if you look up A.J. Brown's Super Bowl numbers, you'd be underwhelmed. Devontae Smith, who apparently the text line just doesn't understand as good at football, was the one cooking. A.J. Brown's numbers in the Super Bowl were underwhelming, if I recall correctly.
A.J. Brown was kind of cooking early. Remember, A.J. Brown had the first touchdown in the game. It was on Trent McDuffie.
I mean, yeah, that's just corners in the NFL
for
now.
For sure, 100%.
Like, if I were to cherry pick, like, oh, you know, Pat Surtain got beat by blank. That happens. But over the course of a game, Trent McDuffie did a good job. The Chiefs did not lose to the Eagles because Trent McDuffie was getting smoked by AJ Brown.
Everybody was out there getting smoked. It was that was from the earth out there. It was passing. Everybody was out there getting smoked. Yeah, I'm looking at the teams that you think are realistic, and there are not as many realistic teams as you would think that would trade a one for Trent McDuffie if that's what you think he's worth. And if you're not getting a one, I'm not trading a two for Trent McDuffie. I'm just going to keep him then if that's the case. But you're not trading him to an AFC team. Like, you're not trading him. Like, right now, if Buffalo called with the 24th overall pick, the Chiefs are not taking the 24th overall pick from Buffalo in exchange for Trent McDuffie. They are not doing that trade. The Chargers, they are not taking that trade. They are not taking the Houston trade. So any good team in the AFC that's in the playoffs, you're not trading with that team. That's almost half the conference. And then with some of these NFC teams, it's not very realistic to me that they would call Kansas City. Tomorrow, the Seattle Seahawks are not calling and trading their first-round pick to add Kansas City's number one corner. They are not making that phone call. That's not where they're weak at.
I do think there are more teams on the NFC side that would call than you think. I think the Lions would call. I think the Cowboys would call. I think the Packers would probably call. Now, these are teams not picking in the top 10. Like, I don't think the Giants are going to call.
Well, but I guess I would say with Dallas, though, I mean, Dallas has the 12th overall pick. Dallas has one first-round pick. They have the 12th overall pick. No, they have the Green Bay pick,
yeah,
too.
They have 20. They have the Parsons pick. Yeah.
They have two first-round picks. Would Dallas call with the 20th overall pick for Trent McDuffie?
I think Dallas would call with the
20th. That'd be interesting, though.
I would, and if I'm the Chiefs, I think you hit yes. But I think a first-round pick in the 20s is probably the value of Trent McDuffie.
Dallas with the 20th overall pick is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That they got for the Micah
Parsons
trade.
It's the Parsons pick, yeah. I said Packers as if they're
picked. No, that's
the interesting. The Parsons pick you would take in a heartbeat for Trent McDuffie.
Yeah, you would take the 20th overall pick for Trent McDuffie if you got offered the 20th overall pick.
Now, I know it brings a break. To Nate's point, if you're doing that, you need to re-sign Jalen Watson.
Oh, for sure.
You can't be walking in with no corners into 2026. But
I think Watson's about to get. I think Watson is going to be one of those guys. And when we see the number he gets paid, you're going to think, wow.
Remember when Charvarius Ward got paid? We all went, huh?
Yep.
It's the same. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's about to be a very, very big number.
He was a seventh round pick. Go get your money, young man. But yeah, it's going to be a big number.